Coming to you live from the corner of Dream Street and Guffaw Avenue, it's the Nate Darling Show with Becca Costello, Ted Sampson, and Christiana D. Now jaywalking his way into your heart, here's Nate.
Settle down, copper. No one was coming. I look both ways. I can make it. That's right.
He was jaywalking.
Happy birthday, America.
Woo! Woo!
Independence Day, the day after.
Everyone's free now.
As you're hearing this.
Why is Kareem laughing?
Didn't you hear? If you're headed to work now, how pissed are you?
If
you have to go to work the day after a goddamn holiday.
Yeah,
that
would be me.
Oh, I think I have it off.
And me. I think I have. I started planting a seed on the weekend, though. I actually went camping with my boss, which is weird. It was really weird. But
Was it a marijuana seed?
No.
Was it a yoga seed?
No, it's just a seed of, I'm like, oh, so are we closed on Friday?
Oh.
And he was like, we probably should be. I won't be there. And I'm going to be like, well, of course you won't be there. You're the boss. You do whatever you want.
But he wouldn't give you a buy.
Congratulations to you for being in charge.
Yeah, that doesn't work. When you work at a TV station, you can't just go, we're going to close. No. But either way. So last show, we went with some serious topics. This show, we've got a lot more fun stuff.
Wait, do we have to let people know we have a guest still?
I'll get to it.
Okay, I didn't know if you knew what you're doing. It's your first time.
He's a professional
in the room.
Yeah, Ted.
What?
I am a professionally trained radio DJ.
Okay.
Thank you.
Just want to make sure.
Yeah, I'm trying to tease ahead in the show.
Trying to be a courteous host, co-host.
I know.
I'm still learning.
That's fine.
Fine.
We'll find out. Coming up today, we'll find out how a woman glued her mouth shut, what happened to the woman who cut her husband's penis off and threw it in the garbage disposal.
Oh, God.
And five ways to kick soda.
like the habit?
With boom. Your foot.
Yeah.
With your knee.
with your elbow.
To stop,
wait, it's not kicking.
Right. No.
To stop drinking soda.
Ah.
Soda.
Put it in your mouth.
Well, that's part of it.
That's a terrible sound.
And welcome back. Welcome back again. Kareem Daniels joins us for another show.
Yay. Thank you.
Thanks.
Welcome.
Thanks
welcome
for hanging
back.
Out. At the Punchline, Sacramento. What's the date again?
July 24th.
Go. See him. It's funny.
Yeah. Plus host Keith Olgenson and John Ross and nine other guys.
No, Johnny Taylor.
I'm sorry. John Ross isn't funny. I mean, Johnny Taylor's funny.
Possibly also John Ross. I don't know.
John Ross might be on there.
It's entirely possible. John Ross is on everything. He's ubiquitous. He's like tofu, I think. He's the same color.
He's like tofu? Tofu's on everything?
Yeah, he's the same. Head to toe, same color.
Probably in your house. Right?
Oh, at my house? Yeah, okay. So John Ross is ubiquitous like tofu at Becca's house. Yeah, that makes
sense.
Oh, there
we
go. Yeah. Okay.
Well, anyway, moving on.
It's just a phase. Don't worry.
Hi, John Ross.
Oh, because he's listening.
He might be.
He's refining his Donkey Kong joke right now.
That Donkey Kong joke's been around since Donkey Kong.
Exactly.
That's why it's funny. Because it's from the 80s.
Oh, it's on now.
Like Mr. Do. That doesn't make sense.
That's right.
The 80s were great.
They were great.
They were something. The 80s were a decade when a guy could wear a shirt with no sleeves and a bare midriff, and he was just one of the guys. There was nothing gay about it. I swear to God, that was a shirt they sold. It was a crop top shirt with no sleeves, that was okay. That was cool. And if you watch, like, if you see an old episode of Chips or shows like that, you'll see dudes running around like that, and they're not gay. They've got their feathered hair. But that was
shirt with a,
yeah, it was just that weird moment in time when that was the thing.
True story. I went on a date with a guy in the 90s who rocked that shirt.
Nice.
1996.
How long did you date for?
90s.
Very briefly.
Okay.
We had already been out on several dates. Like he was a coworker. He wore suits to work, but then like we went on like a recreational thing.
And it was time to let the belly button show.
Yes.
Nice.
It was unsettling.
You gotta let some sunshine into your navel. That's what I'm talking about.
Vitamin D deficiency is a serious thing.
It is.
Yes, it is.
It is.
Show some skin and get some sun.
We got so serious on the last show. We never got to this. Guys, what were you up to last week? Ted, what were you doing last week?
What was I doing last week?
Yeah, well, since we last talked.
Let me tell you. Becca, what did we do last week? I'm having a mind lapse.
Well, I spent the entire weekend in a conference where I volunteer as a prayer chaplain in Sacramento, and I was in a conference to learn how to train prayer chaplains. I think everyone's asleep already, but it was 3 days long. And I was doing that all weekend, so I don't know what you were doing weekend.
Then I was this is a lost weekend to playing video games, probably. That's probably what I was doing.
Man caving.
Cool. Yeah. So that's what I did. I live an exciting life. And we're acclimating the new cat still to our lifestyle. And
how is that going?
It's coming along pretty well, I think. There's still a little there's still some fights. But nothing no claws, just some loud roaring at one another. It's pretty much what it's boiling down to.
For anybody who is not in California specifically or the Southwest, let me just let you know what the weather has been like.
It's so damn hot.
Yeah, it's been 100 degrees for days.
That's why I've been hiding in the house. And then we saw 42 the other day at the Cheapy Theater, which was a good movie.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's a movie theater near our house. It's $4 all shows all the time.
Wow.
And they play movies that are old, but sometimes it's sometimes nice to be in a movie theater that's nice and air-conditioned and watch a movie.
If you want
to
see G-rated movies.
Huh? Yes. Sunrise Mall.
Sunrise Mall.
Exactly.
If you want to see G-rated movies through the whole summer, I think Tuesday mornings, like 10 a.m. at Regal Cinemas, they do like kid movie hour.
Oh, nice.
But this summer it seems to be a lot of sort of documentary type, or not documentary is probably too big a word, but like nature movies. It's like the chimpanzee movie or penguin movie or whatever.
Educational stuff?
Like, yeah.
As opposed to
and they're only
thing.
$1.
That's a wow.
You might be a creeper if you're there without kids, but
or unemployed.
Right.
Okay. Right. By the way, this week I'm celebrating 1 year of unemployment, everybody.
Woo! Congratulations.
Yay. My Independence Day. Woo. So still anybody need anybody a lady to do some work around your office?
I don't know what
or
I would be
retail establishment.
Yeah, I don't know that I would be that broad with my offer.
I know.
Just saying.
Well, at this point, after a year, you know, you first become unemployed and you're like, okay, this is the kind of work I'm looking for. And here's my skill set and here's my resume. And after a year, you're kind of like, anyone, anything?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at this point, I've interviewed at Starbucks and not gotten the job. So I'm really up for anything.
Overqualified?
I don't even know. I had 2 interviews at Starbucks. I had a callback.
Oh.
And then I still didn't get the job. So I'm open, listeners.
Here's the problem with Starbucks. You don't have enough aggressive facial piercings for them.
That could be true.
Your ears aren't gauged out. Mm. You wouldn't repulse the average person visiting from the Midwest at sheer sight of you. that seems to be a requirement for baristas at Starbucks.
That could be true because I was definitely willing to wake up and be there at 4 in the morning.
Wow.
And also close at 11 o'clock at night. And that is not enough. And, you know, decades of professional work experience, also not enough.
Yeah, I went through a period of unemployment at one point that was five and a half months. And so I can empathize with what you're going through because it sucks. Because there's a weird psychology to it that I'm not going to get into because I don't want to bum you out. You specifically. I don't want to bum you out.
Oh, like the psychology of it's been too long and now I have a stink of desperation and no one's going to hire me. That psychology, because I have that.
Well, there's...
Good job, Nate.
Yeah.
I have to go home with her. Just kidding.
You're going to watch the secretary.
You're going to watch secretary.
Hey, you want to be a secretary, Becca?
Kareem, what have you been up to lately? We haven't had you on the show for a while.
I have been doing stand-up. I'm doing some research on the history of black comedy right now for an artist. And I think that's probably all I should say about that.
Okay.
Ooh.
Well, because I don't want to give away his next collection.
No,
oh,
that's fine.
No, I like the mystery
really
of it.
That's really cool, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I've been learning a lot about, I read Flip Wilson, a biography about Flip Wilson. It was really interesting. He had the number one show in the country in 1970.
Mm-hmm.
Not the number one black show, but the number one show.
What show was it?
The Flip Wilson Show.
I don't remember that one because I wasn't born. That's probably why.
That's probably why.
There's that.
That.
Like it cost more money to put an ad on his show than it did the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, there were a time, I mean...
And then everybody had to get a black person after that.
Well, Sanford and Son was a big show in the 70s.
Right. That's why, look, because Flip Wilson was that profitable. They're like, oh.
Yeah, this is making us money.
Wow.
That's Jackie Robinson. That's how it
really
works.
Exactly.
Well, that was the theme of 42. Show,
yeah.
There's been a, right? I mean, it hasn't really been since the Cosby Show. There's been a major network...
No, and
maybe Scandal. That's not comedy.
But yeah, that's not comedy. But it's kind of like what happened with the Cosby Show. Like after when the Cosby Show hit, then they brought like Flip out of retirement, And they brought Red Fox out of retirement.
Oh, no.
And they gave him, like, shows. And so it was kind of like that when Flip did it. So, like, Flip was did well. So then they gave Richard Pryor a special. Mm. Then they gave Red Fox a show.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were difficult. So then they gave a black person a show for a while.
Actually, I guess was, everyone.
Yeah. So, like, Good Times did well in the Jeffersons.
Yeah.
So they kept him around.
Yeah, they did well. And then In Living Color.
Yeah, but then they wouldn't hire any black writers for those shows.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was one of the weird things. Like, I think Danny Bonaducci's father was a writer on Good Times.
Yeah.
I'm like that makes no sense to me. Because I'm like, this.
One of the big arguments Red Fox always had with the studio was the fact that he couldn't hire any black writers.
Yeah.
So, like, Richard Pryor and Paul Mooney wrote for a couple of shows, but he couldn't get them jobs as regular writers.
Wow.
Jeez.
I still remember the episode of Good Times where JJ had to go down to the free clinic and a young Jay Leno was guest starring as Guy with VD. So they had some good stuff. They had some good stuff on the show. So cool. Christiana, what have you been up to?
I went camping last weekend, which was fun. I'm not actually a camp person. I've been doing YMCA camp pretty much my whole life, but I don't like, you know, I don't pack the car and head out in like the backcountry for a weekend with a stove and a cooler.
Mm-hmm.
And a rifle to shoot some deer. Yeah. That's not camping, is it?
That's hunting.
No, that's hunting.
Okay. I don't do that either.
You can't have hunting camp.
That's what I'm saying.
Hunt camp. You could have that. Yeah. I don't do that either.
Okay.
No hunting, no fishing camp.
I
did a lot of insects did die last weekend by my hand.
That's hunting.
Or more accurately by my foot. but it was at a camp. It was a family camp run by the YMCA. It was actually a lot of fun. It was sort of like the perfect hybrid because we did take a tent. So we got to like fake rough it and play with fun tents and camping supplies because that's cool. And it's possible my husband, he was like, I told him about the term glamping and he's like, what's that? And then Googled it. And then we had like solar operated Christmas lights and tables and beds and duvets. And I was like, we're there for like 36 hours. This is ridiculous.
That's really funny.
But yeah.
Wow. I've never heard of glamping.
But it was kind of like the best mix of that because you got to play with the camping stuff, but it was at a camp. It was at a camp, so there were, you know, there was a bathhouse with hot water and flushing toilets and a dining hall, and someone else is doing the meals.
There was
and
a bathhouse?
So, not a bathhouse in there. Yeah, bathhouse. That's what you call a camp.
Like
a,
not, like
not,
a, like, indoor
not
showers?
Like a good bathhouse, but yeah.
You mean not like a good bathhouse? Not, not, not like
no,
a gay
like,
bathhouse?
There was a bathroom. There was a full, you know, full service. So, although the bad highlight was, there's always that point if you go camping where you go to bed and everything gets quiet in camp and you're like, oh, I gotta pee now.
Oh.
And I'm not a man with a penis. I can't just go outside the tent and walk a few feet away and just piss on the ground, you know?
Well, you could.
So you try to sleep. No, I can't.
Okay, you can't.
I can't. I'm not going to do that. And
on principle or what?
It's gross. I don't.
Okay. I'm just curious.
Bugs jump on my butt or something.
Oh, I hate that.
I lived in a hut in Hawaii for the better part of a year. And there were centipedes that could bite your toes and cause you a great deal of pain, like on the ground. So I got very good at just like wandering out of my hut, peeing, and walking back in the middle of the night.
I'll never have that experience. We'll never even get
we
close
didn't
to
have
it.
Indoor plumbing until I was like 15. What are you talking about?
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Kareem grew up in North Carolina. Things are different there.
I grew up in the South.
I grew up
on the old plantation.
On the back 40.
I am serious.
I am not challenging you. But I just like toilets.
So you, and so, glamping.
And well, glamping.
Who
but
doesn't?
If you've seen this, like the glamping stops at our tent. It's a very rustic camp. So, you know, so it was maybe like 9:30, it lights out and we're all tired from spending the day in the heat running after kids. And so I'm like, okay, I'm not going to pee. And then it's like midnight and I wake up again, gotta pee, I'm not gonna pee. So then it's like 2:30 in the morning. Now it's as dark as it gets. The timer lights in the bathroom are off. It's dark. I don't want to go by myself. It's enough away that I'm pretty sure I'm getting eaten by like a cougar or a bobcat or a bear or something.
No.
That's why you pee.
Yeah.
So I just peed the bed. Just grabbed one of my kids' diapers and just gone.
There you go.
So I get up and go. And I, for some reason, I don't put on my glasses, which is like super stupid. And I have my little lantern thing and I'm walking. I'm like, I don't like this. I waited for a few minutes just on the off chance maybe somebody else would wake up and have to pee at the same time. So I go to the bathroom and they have those like, it's like a turn on timer thing, like a little dial for the light. And I remember from last time I was there, I was like, I gotta handle this carefully because they had the women's side bathroom door propped open. So I go inside, I reach inside, I sort of like duck a little bit, turn on the light, and I'm like, wait for it. And sure enough, this bat just swoop all around the room. And I was like, God damn it, now what am I gonna do? So I went to check the men's, and there's frogs, there's like spiders the size of acorns, and there are bats, and there were some mice. I don't care, mice don't scare me, that's fine. But every so often the ground moves because it's the frogs jumping. And that initially is a little bit freaky, but the bat was definitely like, well, God damn it. So I went to the men's side and there was no bat there, which was fortunate. So wildlife.
By the time that you did all that, you could have peed like four times.
I know, but I just didn't want to. I couldn't like hover over the ground.
You could have been asleep.
Exactly.
You could have peed and been back in your bed.
So the next day, despite the high risk of dehydration from the heat, like I stopped drinking liquids at 5 o'clock. I'm just not gonna go.
Wow.
Camping. It's fun.
If everybody wants to like pee with bats, there's still a couple more camping trips coming up this year, right?
There definitely are. If you have kids, your kids' ages, I think it's like 7 through 12, and there's also a teen leadership program. I think there's 4 camp sessions through July, and maybe through the first week of August. You can check that out by going to ymcaofsuperiorcal.org.
There's a URL.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
There you go. No, not that kind of camp. But there's another family camp in August. I think it's August, the weekend of August 9th. And it's pretty inexpensive. If you're going to take a tent, it's $100 for your family. That covers all the food and the activities. Staff was great.
Get that finger out of your ear. You don't know where that finger's been.
There are no airplanes at this camp. I don't like that. but it was a great time. And it's really, you know, it's sort of nice. It's a great introduction. I had a lot of friends who came with their kids who had never been camping before. And it's sort of a nice, you know, introduction to the world of camping. And it was great.
Nice. I had...
Nate's like, I don't care.
No, we're moving
another
on.
Story.
It's time for me. It's me time.
How was your week, Nate?
Saturday we had this team building thing at the Sacramento Comedy Spot. So that was kind of cool because I got to meet a bunch of people that I hadn't met before. Some people I had met before, but others who I hadn't. That was kind of a cool, fun thing that we did. Then Sunday, one of my friends and I went up to Lake Tahoe because it was like, let's go to Lake Tahoe and go swimming in the lake. So we head up on Sunday and we started at the first beach in Nevada. Went up to South Lake, started to go around. Parking lot was full, no parking on the street. It was all full. Like, all right, there's plenty more beaches. Let's keep going. We kept going until we got back into California.
Oh, God.
That's a long drive.
It is. We ended up at Kings Beach, which is just on the California side of the Nevada-California border on the north side of Lake Tahoe. It was really, really kind of a nice, it was a nice beach. The water was cool, but it was not super cold, and you can still see some snow on top of the mountain, so that was pretty cool. But the best thing is the people watching. It really is. There were every variety of strange behavior and person that you would want to see there. My favorite would have to be it was a pair of Hispanic gentlemen. One of whom, they were both wearing shirts, and they were out in the water wearing shirts. This one guy was wearing blue cargo shorts, like Dickies cargo shorts, with a leather belt. He did not take off his leather belt to go into the lake.
Maybe he was afraid his shorts would come off?
You know that leather and water aren't really great together, right? I know you're vegan and don't harm animals, but that's kind of a tenet of taking care of leather is you try not to get it super wet.
Right.
It was faux leather.
You know, if he left it on too long, it would shrivel up. He'd never be able to get it off. It would have to be cut off.
And his pants wouldn't fall off, and that's his goal.
No, his belt would be a corset is what would happen to him.
Oh, my.
So That went fine. That was a lot of fun.
And did you wear your Speedo? We all talked about how American men are supposed to wear Speedos now.
Sadly, I don't have a Speedo. I have I've just got my regular board.
You could
have
just like rolled
shorts.
Up your shorts enough, kind of like peg the. You could have wrapped it up.
No, were you in danger of drowning in the voluminous board shorts?
I was in no danger. I was in zero danger because I was never in water deeper than about my rib cage.
You can drown in a bucket or like a tablespoon of water.
Well,
or your board shorts.
Be careful.
Your board shorts.
You can, but most people don't. So that
just
was
just what the beach wants you to think.
So that was fine. But here's how my Monday went. Here's how my Monday went. This was the most frustrating day ever. So Monday, and we're recording this on Monday, so this is all very fresh for me.
Do you need to like hold my hand?
No,
like,
I'm good.
The pain really strong.
It's not like that.
Hang in there, Nate.
So Saturday, I get this thing in my mailbox from the mail carrier. Says you have a registered letter. Ooh. So I'm already nervous because I have no idea what the fuck this is. And it says, go to the Royal Oaks post office to pick it up.
The Royal Oaks post office.
Nothing royal about it. And I'm like, well, that's odd because I've had a package they couldn't deliver before and I had to go to the downtown post office. But I'm like, all right, whatever. I go out there and the guy takes one look at the slip. He goes, oh. And he looks at my address. He goes, oh, well, I can go look, but I know we don't have that here. Because we only have express mail.
Okay.
Stuff like that. That's at the downtown post office. Mm-hmm. So this is my lunch break that I've now wasted a good 20 minutes going there and going in and dealing with that. I'm like, fine. So I don't have time to get it. I have no, at this point that I'm telling the story, I have no idea what the fuck this certified letter is.
You might have won $1 million.
Yeah, I might be being sued too. I don't know.
Ooh, could have been an audit.
For your winnings.
Could be a patent troll. I doubt it was an audit. I think the IRS would just go ahead and send
patents?
It. No.
Well, the podcast in general is being patent trolled.
Yeah,
I mean, not this podcast, but podcast.
Not yet, okay. But Rednecks is mad about your jibe against them.
So I come home to make myself a quick lunch, and as you guys know, I'm on this diet plan. By the way, almost 21 pounds at this point.
Woo-hoo.
In 2 weeks, right. Thank you. I walk in the door, and I'm like, it's a little warm, but not out of the ordinary warm, because I leave it at a reasonable level during the day. Flip on the kitchen light, which is working. Go to open up the refrigerator to grab out my chicken so I can make chicken. The light doesn't come on.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, what?
Damn.
And then I look and the clock on my microwave is off. I know, first world problems. And then I'm like, huh. And I can see my thermostat has power. It's got all the stuff in it. But I'm like, let me check. And I go down with the temperature, and the air conditioning doesn't kick on.
No!
Yeah.
We're in triple digits, just for people who don't know.
At that point, it's only 101 in Sacramento.
The devil is sweating.
Right.
It's because of marriage equality.
And, of course, I know we're recording a podcast with five people in my living room that night. So I'm like, oh, fuck. So I check all the breakers. I flip all the breakers off and on. I check every light switch where you have the automatic override in the kitchen. Nothing works. So I call my apartment complex and say, we'll have somebody out at some point. And I go, call me back and tell me how long. And she calls me back and says, it'll be about 2 hours. Okay, fine. So I go back to work and I can't make my lunch, so I can't make my chicken. So I end up having just like my lunch was half of a cucumber and a handful of raspberries.
Mm.
Yeah. Which was wrong because I'm not supposed to have fruit in the middle of the day. You don't understand. Anyway.
Off plan.
I know. So I go back to work and my new boss, her first day was today. And I go, hey, by the way, I need to leave early because I'm having this issue and I want to be there when the work guys get there. Because you don't want them to come in and then not fix it and then just leave and not go, oh, yeah, here's why we couldn't fix it. We'll be back XYZ time. So I get home. I walk in. It's cool. I'm like, awesome. It's working. It's great. But on my way home, my gas light on my car came on. So I'm like, okay, I need to go get gas. Yeah. So I change into shorts, put on some flip-flops. I'm like, I'm going to go get gas. I get back in my car. I drive over. I get gas at the gas station. No problem. And then I drive over to the sexy Safeway on 19th Street.
Woo!
And I turn my car off. Now, I've started my car three times in about a half an hour. with the air conditioner blowing really hard, and my battery is 6 years old. So I'm in the store for less than 10 minutes. Come out, get in the car. Yeah. And I'm like, fuck! That was exactly what I did. But here's, so the day has been, it's been this shit storm, but always mitigated by something. Less than 5 minutes later, the lady parked next to me comes out, and she's got her little kid, and she's got a little shopping bag. I go, excuse me, I hate to bother you, but because I've got my hood up, and she goes, oh, do you need a jump? And I go, that would be fantastic. So she was really, really great. She moved her car a little bit. Because where I was parked in front of one of those landscaping tree things. So the only people that could have jump-started me were the people parked on either side. And, you know, when you go to the grocery store, some people are in there for like an hour. So they could have been in forever. So it's like 5 minutes, hook up the jumper cables, car starts right up. Great. And but, I let it run for, I had the jumper cables on for a minute, then it started, took them off, let the car run for about 5 minutes while I was sitting there, and then turned everything off in my car. No AC, no radio, nothing. And I'm driving home to try and charge the battery a little bit, and it's like 105 today. And that was the hottest, longest 2 miles I have ever driven in my life.
Oh, yeah.
And I found a place to park in the shade and cracked my hood open a little bit to cool the area. And after the podcast, I'm going to go make sure my car starts. And if it doesn't, Ted's going to jumpstart me.
I'm going to do it.
We're going to carry it live.
Well, yeah. Well, Ted's going to park his car in front of my car, and I'm going to hook up the jumper cables and jumpstart it.
Right.
Sure.
In hopes that...
Is there a couch nearby?
I can go to... In hopes that I can go to work tomorrow. Because here's the added bonus to this. 8:30 a.m. on Tuesday, I have a meeting with my new boss.
Ooh.
So, yeah, this is how it all is worth it. So, it's like, here's how it goes. Big pile of shit coming, someone sort of waylays it. Big pile of shit coming, somebody sort of waylays it. So, it's been kind of a weird, shitty day, but not that bad.
So, if your car doesn't start tonight and Ted jumpstarts it, are you just going to go ahead and drive to work and, like, sleep in your office?
Yes. No, I'm not gonna do that. What I'm going to do is if I have to jumpstart it tonight, I'm going to let it run for about 20 minutes, and that'll charge the battery.
Ah.
The alternator should charge the battery, and it's cool enough at this point that it shouldn't be an issue. But just the multiple starts, how hot it is, and the extreme drain of running the AC on full, that drains your battery, especially an older one. And batteries hate really hot and really cold.
And so tomorrow after work, are you buying a new battery?
I'll be buying a new battery very soon.
Ooh.
Or at the very least, bring it in to get checked to make sure it's not the alternator.
Yeah, that's bad. I had to buy one of those ones. Not good.
But I don't think it is, because I drove all the way around Lake Tahoe and back on Sunday. If it were the alternator, my car would not have made it all the way. It would have died.
So I'd just like to point out that Car Talk is, you know, being canceled on NPR, and we could fill that slot.
It's true. By the way,
yeah, we could.
Get a little emergency kit. They're $15-$20. They've got like a jumper cable, a little flashing light, an orange thing, because you never know.
When everybody needs an orange thing.
You need an orange thing for safety.
Yeah.
But
safety first.
But just, and a collapsible gas can.
And this service announcement brought to you by the Nate Darling Show.
Yeah, because if I didn't have that, I would still be sitting in the fucking...
You know what Rob bought that was actually super cool? Is this self-contained battery unit, like battery charging pack,
mm-hmm.
that we also used to charge our cell phones while glamping this weekend. But it's just like this little box. It's a battery you plug in, charge at home, and it's supposed to last for like weeks and weeks and weeks in your car, like months at a time. And it's got two short jumper cables, so you can jump yourself.
Yeah.
Which was amazing.
So, that's actually a good idea,
that's
too.
That's a worthy investment.
Where's a good place to buy emergency kits and self-charging battery?
Good idea.
Yeah, I bet they would have them at Amazon. So what I would do is I would go to NateDarlingShow.com, click the Shop Amazon tab, and then search away for auto safety or auto accessories. You can find anything you like. Everything from a steering wheel cover to your safety stuff. Roadside
kits. You know
what
I need? I need those little sun shields that go in your window on a hot day and make shade.
Yeah, I actually bought a set of those at Target. Sorry.
Yeah, I got one of those.
Because I needed them. I was like, it's hot. I don't have time to wait. I need to get it at Target.
It doesn't keep my car that much cooler, but it does make it so I can touch the steering wheel when I get out of work.
Which is important.
Yeah.
It makes you feel better.
For driving, being able to touch the steering wheel.
Right.
Until we all get Google cars. Yes, that's true.
I guess I could, instead of using that, I could use Amazon to buy some Ove gloves.
Oh, yeah.
Keep them in the car and use them to try.
Or you could put like a dish towel over the top of the steering wheel.
Right.
That would do the same thing for a lot less. Now, following her admission that she made racist remarks, companies have been dumping Paula Deen left and right, but there's at least one that's eager to offer her a new gig. TMZ is reporting that a porn company that features older women called PureMature.com sent a letter to Deen offering her a six-figure deal to endorse the site. I don't think she has to do anything other than endorse it.
And her first question, do they do interracial porn? Because if they do, I'm out.
Full-figured or thin, arthritic or diabetic, you embody our perfect spokesperson, the company wrote to Deen, adding that, quote, she's a MILF, and they're willing to offer her six figures for very little work.
Real freaking
since there is no nudity required.
Ew.
Yeah, she has been dropped by, to date, the Food Network, Walmart, Target, JCPenney, her book publisher, Random House, and several others.
You know it's bad when Walmart dumps you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, that's pretty bad, true.
It's bad. But she has options. Cruises and granny porn.
And the fat-ass pile of money she's already earned, which will keep her cozy forever.
Paula Deen is the Pat Boone of soul food. Nice.
That is an analogy I've not heard.
I love it.
Salute. Up next, we go to the great state of Washington and Seattle, where someone named Maria Godoy has a bee in her bonnet.
Literally.
Police raid a handful of bikini barista stands, and they make a surprising arrest. They busted a 30-year veteran with the sheriff's office.
When we learn of information that indicates that one of our own may have breached that public trust, it's very disappointing.
Investigators say the Snohomish County sergeant tipped off bikini baristas about when cops might be watching and when they could put on a show.
Tonight, baristas from seven different stands are under arrest, accused of prostitution and lewd conduct.
Come before us, Michelle Esteban is live in Everett. And Michelle, the list of accusations against this sergeant are pretty shocking.
Eric, you're right about that. Bottom line here, you have an officer of the law accused of conspiracy to promote prostitution. They allege this guy was a bird dog for bikini baristas. Even accused of using his police computer to run license plates on vehicles as they came through this very stand.
What?
Jeez. So that's what was happening. This article, it's a very snarky article that doesn't have anything to do with the news story. She writes, in Seattle, a city that sired Starbucks, you don't have to travel more than a few steps to find a decent, nay, great cup of joe. Java is the lifeblood of the city. Where other cities might offer walking tours of historic sites, Seattle's coffee crawls take visitors to the city's best-loved coffee houses. The obsession extends well across the state. Even the drive to Olympic National Park, miles and miles of rural, unoccupied landscape, are broken every so often by tiny kiosks hawking fantasy macchiato. Or fancy macchiato.
Okay, that's what fantasy macchiato was.
Macchiato. Ooh.
All of which makes for a cutthroat atmosphere for coffee vendors. It's not simply enough to make a decent cappuccino. Some need to find a shtick to stand out from the crowd, and that's perhaps explains why one of the steamier sides of the region's caffeinated habit, bikini baristas, think Hooters but with coffee instead of great wings. Apparently, even sexism gets filtered through the area's favorite brew. See, that's where it gets kind of editorializing on the whole thing. I'm sure Christiana agrees with all this.
Yep.
But at one such chain of stands, Java Jugs, it seems the
Java Jugs.
I mean, come on, everybody. Come the fuck on.
It's subtle.
I know what I'm taking out a small business loan for.
It seems
America.
It seems the services right offered weren't limited to topping customers off with foam. As the Seattle Times reports, police raided several of the stands and their sister operation, Twin Peaks.
Subtle.
On suspicion that they were a front for prostitution and lewd conduct.
Haven't we talked about Twin Peaks before? Isn't that a restaurant?
Yeah, there might be a.
Isn't that one of the?
There might be like the Tilted Kilt.
Yeah,
same sort of thing.
I think it is.
Sadly, Java Jugs has many competitors in Washington State, with groan-inducing names like Bikini Baristas and Natte Latte.
None of them are worse than Java Jugs.
Yeah, so far. Pretty that much.
And this isn't the only
legal
bit of
weed and babes with...
Yeah.
Ooh.
This
I'm
isn't the
Washington.
Only bit of sexist food news.
Violation?
Alas, from Germany comes another example. Sexist sausages. That's right, a German supermarket chain is now apparently making his and her sausages. The German news site The Local reports the women's sausages, the site reports, are half the size of their masculine counterparts and significantly more expensive.
What?
They also feature beefy, shirtless male on the packaging. The men's version comes with an image of a seductively posed woman. German journalist and political scientist, whose name I will not pronounce, highlighted the ham-headed marketing move on her blog this week. She also reprimanded an angry letter sent to the supermarket chain by another journalist who denounced the packaging as a form of dull sexism. Dull and depressing. At least not every attempt to use a woman to market food is so clumsy. Care for a spoonful of Liz Lemon, anybody?
I don't think those two things are related exactly like that, I suppose.
Yeah, this is a blog from NPR. So, see... it was just like, okay, get over it.
Why? They're terrible sexist stores that are businesses uh-huh. that nobody should patronize.
Well, then if people don't patronize them, they'll close.
Right. It'd be nice if people didn't patronize them. The fact that people don't have a bigger problem with them is in itself a problem.
Well, I think the problem that you have such a problem, the fact that you have such a problem with them is more of a problem for you. Not so much
and
for
I bet you there are women that frequent that place too.
Oh, God, yeah.
Doesn't make it right, I guess.
Oh, well, it's not a matter of right or wrong. It's a matter of your place in the marketplace. And if
it's all about
women
the money.
Can also be sexist, and it doesn't legitimize the sexism. It's just still sad.
Sexism is bad.
I don't know. Kareem seems pretty happy about it. I am too.
Yeah, I'm gonna drive up to Washington. Like,
you can go all the way to Washington.
I actually
just for some coffee.
I'm
Java
actually
Jugs or bust.
I'm actually going to be going to Portland and Seattle in August, so maybe I'll see what's going on.
Hey, yeah. As long as they're not laying on their stomach playing video games, they should be okay.
Yeah.
Nate, back. You have to go to Java Jugs.
Well, if you need to get a T-shirt. Well.
A really tight
t-shirt. Here's where... Well, you mean tight for
tight,
me?
Sexy t-shirt.
Tight
yeah,
on me?
Yeah, for you.
Okay. Well, I am losing weight.
Show
so.
By then,
off.
You'll weigh like 60 pounds. So, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
60 pounds.
In 2 months, I'm going to weigh 60 pounds.
Well, it is crazy how fast you're losing weight, Nate.
Not crazy.
Just well, maybe crazy sense. Is an overused adjective, but I mean, you are losing
like
weight very, very
it's
quickly.
It's so efficient. That's a better...
That's right. It's German-like efficiency with the weight loss. So... I'll check
oh,
one out
no.
if there's one somewhere. Sorry, Ted.
No, it's concentration camps. Jokes came to mind, but
oh.
they're never funny. So
wow,
like German, like efficiency of weight.
Oh yes, we know how to make you lose weight.
Oh gosh.
I was thinking more like the Autobahn, but okay,
that's better.
Yeah,
I like your routes more.
So if I'm somewhere near one of these places when I'm in the Seattle area, I'll definitely stop by and see what's up. I'll send you. You know what? I'll check in and tag Christiana.
Perfect.
There you go.
Yeah, let us know if coffee tastes better if there's
boobs
involved.
Of course. Although, Chris,
where does the milk come from? I would support it if it was like lactating moms, just to fuck with people.
Oh,
lactation lattes.
Would you like to add human milk?
Please
for
don't
50
talk
cents
about
extra?
That right now.
A lactochino.
That's what the boobs do. Milk comes
look,
out of them.
My daughter
so
just
sexy.
Had a kid, and I have dealt with that a lot in the last month.
You've dealt
like
with?
Way more than I ever wanted to. So please stop talking about it.
Oh, no.
You've had to deal with boob milk?
We yes. asked you what no. I asked you what you've been up to, and you neglected to mention the fact that you became a grandfather?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Okay.
Thank
congratulations.
You.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Boob milk.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
Sorry.
Yeah, she pretty much boops them out in front of me now. It's like, ah. Like, you can't go do that in the other room. It's like,
oh. Nope.
Baby's got to
eat.
Nope.
Christiana,
did you
breastfeed in front of, like, your parents?
I did. It was initially, well, okay, when I first had a kid there was a whole fucked up delivery experience getting in the world. So I was super wrecked for the first week after my parents were there. So there was, I, like, physically wasn't going to be able to get up off the couch that often because I had a C-section. So whatever. When my in-laws came, there was some initial, like, I don't want to breastfeed in front of my father-in-law. But those kids eat all the goddamn time. And eventually it's like, you know what? Shit, it's my house. I'm going to sit here in this robe and I'm going to feed my kid when it happens. And everyone just has to be happy with it because I am too tired to do anything else about it. So if there's a problem, anyone who has a problem is welcome to sit on one of the 75 other couches in my house, because I'm going to be on this one in front of the TV feeding my child.
I actually, now I sit beside her when I go to the house, so that when she's feeding them, I'm like looking at the TV.
Yeah, see, there's lots of ways to manage it. And once the kid's on there, then the kid blocks most of the boobage. Yeah.
I know. It's like you have to sit there and stare at someone when they're breastfeeding. You're not. You can look away. There's a lot of other places to look.
You can
look away. You can. Yeah. Or you can. Well, that's probably the best thing to do.
Well, I mean, you do whatever, but it doesn't. I mean.
Yeah.
But good on your daughter for breastfeeding, because it's difficult as hell and painful.
I feel like I'm in a third world country every time I go to a house.
Or back in South Carolina.
Is this your first grandchild?
Yes, and hopefully it lasts for a while.
Oh.
Does she have a little boy or a little girl?
Little boy named Isaac Leon.
Oh.
Yes.
Aww. Excellent.
Babies.
Yes. Yes.
Well, people aren't just upset about bikini baristas.
They're not?
Nope. The Washington Post.
There's also the Java Jugs.
No, the Washington Post is a blog, says, centuries ago in the Andalusia region of Spain, bar patrons would cover their glasses of sweet sherry with bread to keep the flies from flying in. The bars started putting cured meats on top of the bread, turning the fly protection devices into delicious snacks. A food revolution was born from tapa, the word for cover. Tapas was introduced to the world.
Wow, I learned a lot today.
There you go.
I knew that because
that's
what it says.
On the menu.
It's on the menu at Top of the World restaurant. Yeah.
I should have known that. Now I feel dumb.
Which is why in Washington in 2013, I can't get a decent meal.
This article is 10 times stupider than the other one, which has legitimate complaints.
Small plates have gone from novelty, an exciting way to eat dinner, to cliche, a tool for punching those who want an honest meal, and really an affront to civilization.
What
the? I don't think small plates are exactly the same as tapas either. I thought, like, tapas is the tiniest, then you've got small plates, then you've got like regular dinner.
I mean, just go get a burrito if you need something really
or
filling.
Just don't eat at a tapas restaurant.
Exactly.
Hey.
Well, what he is saying is in Washington DC, it's
topless tapas is
they've just
that's
become
the restaurant I'm opening next week.
They've become completely ubiquitous. They're everywhere. He's mad
because the small plate restaurants serve small plates of food.
Well, he's mad because that's pretty much all there are.
Bullshit.
Hey.
I mean, I'm sorry, sir. You're going through a difficult time.
It is. That is a first world problem. Neil.
That's not even a first world problem. That is like a
one guy problem. That's literally just this guy's problem.
And by the way, this guy, he writes for the Washington Post, but in a subsection called the Wonk Blog.
And I don't even know. That's not even wonky. That's not wonky.
No. This is just an aside.
Wonky. You are unwonky.
It will be soon. It's going to be part of the new congressional framework.
That's whiny, not wonky.
No electoral votes, but tons of tapas places. An angry columnist named Neil Irwin.
Oh, Neil.
Whiny.
Whiny.
Okay, the first rule of Jewish Fight Club is if somebody says, ow, you stop.
Is Irwin just a Jewish name?
It could be.
It could be,
but it might not be.
It's probably,
really
it's not a good value. These tapas are too small. I can say this, I'm Jewish. It's okay.
Of course.
Okay, so.
Yeah, Steve
Irwin.
The
food was terrible. And such the small portions.
Steve Irwin, probably not Jewish.
I don't know.
Also, not alive anymore. Well, do you really know any Jews that would be grabbing crocodiles the way he did?
Oh, that guy. No, he's not Jewish.
Yes, that guy.
Oi, no.
He's a crazy white person.
yeah, be Australian.
Well, Australian, that's
I'm
same
schvitzing.
Thing.
So hot in here, I'm
By
schvitzing.
The way, your cat is only pretending to ignore you. How cats can understand their owner's voices but play dumb as a form of survival. That's right, they can distinguish...
I just can't get too attached. I've been hurt before.
They are often considered to be more aloof than their canine counterparts, but cats can really understand their owner's voices. That's according to a new study. Japanese researchers have found that cats can distinguish their owner's voices from all other people, implying they do pay attention when spoken to.
They choose to ignore
especially
you.
Especially people that try to eat
them. Oh.
The study from the University of Tokyo examined felines in the home environment, involved recordings of strangers as well as the cat's owners, but the cats could not see who was speaking to them. The researchers found cats responded to voices by moving their heads and or ears nearer the person that was speaking to them. Or when the cats detected a familiar voice, they also had dilated pupils, which can signal emotions such as excitement.
Ooh.
These reactions were more likely to occur when cats heard their owner's voices or when they became increasingly familiar with strangers' voices. study co-author, who I'm not going to try and pronounce his name.
Oh, man. First the Germans and the Japanese.
Or who name, last name is Saito.
Okay, not Jewish.
Explain to the website that dogs have evolved. They're bred to follow their owner's orders, but cats have not been. So sometimes cats appear aloof. They have a special relationship with their owners. Ms. Saito, added that cats have evolved to not show their emotions in order to survive. One example is illness, in which they tend to hide in the wild because no one can rescue them, and predators pay attention to a weak individual. So, yeah, your cat is not ignoring you. Well, your cat is ignoring you, but they're doing it on purpose.
Oh, willfully ignoring me.
They're being willful about it.
Okay.
Because they're afraid if they show need, we'll
kill
eat them. Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
Poor kitties.
We should tell our cats we're not going
to
eat them.
It's okay to be vulnerable.
We will not eat you.
I'll tell you all the funny story after we finish about that.
Oh.
What?
You mean finish the show?
Like, not for the listeners?
Okay.
Wow.
I can tell you. Again, y'all know I'm from North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there was an old man that was begging for a squirrel, because we eat squirrel in North Carolina.
Begging for a squirrel?
Yes.
Like, where was he begging for a squirrel?
He was two hunters.
Oh, okay.
So they said, okay, we're going to get you. So they came by and they gave him a cat.
Oh, no.
That's not what he asked for.
Yeah, and they didn't tell him that it was a cat.
No. Oh.
So they skinned him and they gave it to him and they came back and they said, hey, Mr. Jolly Van, how was that squirrel? He was like, ooh, that's the best squirrel I ever had.
Oh.
That's unfortunate.
That is unfortunate.
Maybe they do taste good. I mean, it's only like a social moray not to eat them, right? They eat other animals. I don't see why you guys should
Exactly. Korea.
She's pointing at Nate's cats.
Oh, he'd be more than a meal, that one.
Half, yeah.
Have you had a squirrel?
Yes.
What do they taste like?
Don't say chicken, please.
I heard they taste kind of nutty because they eat nuts, so they're high in like nut oil. Like they are. They're oil like
what
red meat.
Kind of. Meat's kind of tough, a little bit.
Do you like it? Is it good?
Depends on who cooks it.
Okay.
What's like a popular squirrel dish? Is it just barbecued squirrel, or would it be like a stew? Or it's
pretty much barbecue squirrel.
Mm. Barbecue squirrel.
All right,
there you go.
I was working on a political campaign in West Virginia, and didn't know.
Your raccoon is better.
And didn't know to look at the calendar and factor in the start of squirrel season when planning a political event. And so I lost all my volunteers because it was the first day of squirrel season. So, of course, everyone's out hunting squirrel.
Wow. Of course.
And they were like, I was like, I didn't even know there was a squirrel season. And they said, yeah, well, I mean, shit, hunting deer, I mean, they're big. That's not really a challenge. But you're going to capture a little fast running small dirt colored object. And
well,
I was like, all right, I see your point.
To be fair, I've seen far more squirrels in person than deer in the wild.
Exactly.
So it's not like they're hard to spot.
Yeah, you can like walk out the door and go out the back.
Yeah, they're in the tree. They're right there. It's not hard. We promised you five ways to kick the soda habit. This is from CNN, so take it for what it's worth. Their first tip, hydrate with water, because the body needs water to function optimally. But its benefits extend beyond the necessity for everyday basic health. A glass of water when the urge for soda strikes. While both beverages help us feel temporarily full, water won't leave you feeling dilated like let down after a caffeine high. It also won't give you a caffeine high, so there's that. Tip two, seek support.
Wow.
Soda is often consumed in large amounts in social situations, whether at the movies or drinking in groups. Enlisting friends, significant others, and relatives to help you rid yourself of your habit will help keep you accountable and on track. So they don't mean like go to counseling. They mean tell everybody around you to join you in your soda thing. Choose a healthier caffeinated beverage is tip number three. They suggest green tea. Green tea.
Green tea.
I like green tea.
I like coffee.
Tip number four, stay occupied. As with many things we do with repetition, they often become habits due to boredom. So if you find yourself mindlessly heading for the fridge, grab a quick low-calorie snack instead. They suggest sweet-tasting, flavored, low-fat Greek yogurt. If you want a Coke, Greek yogurt is not the same.
That's thing. A weird
right.
substitute. Yeah. How about some green tea?
If you're kicking soda, maybe don't have it in your fridge.
Yeah, there's that.
Don't buy it. Ooh, mm-hmm. You're good at this.
And their final tip is isolate yourself from your source of addiction. You're much more likely to cave to the temptation of popping the tab on a cold soda if one's within easy reach. So you got tip number five.
Ooh,
on your own.
You knew. Ooh. You figured it out.
I thought CNN wasn't really going to have the guts to say don't buy Coke. I thought
right.
I thought that was too controversial.
Yeah. So So those are the five ways you can tip it. I have not had, as we record this, in 2 weeks, I have not had any soda, sugar, dairy products, or carbs.
No dairy products.
No dairy products.
Is that part of
There's a soda on the table.
It
you
is.
Need no Coke.
Oh.
It's carbonated water.
Soda water.
Soda water.
Oh.
On a technicality.
You have surpassed me for most restrictive diet on this podcast.
Yeah, I mean.
Congratulations.
Well, it's not that restrictive. I mean, there's a bunch of stuff I eat that I really, really like. It's just I haven't had any of those things.
So I know. I'm kind of envious. This weekend when I was at that training, I normally don't really eat sugar or junk food that much, but it was this training where we had to sit in a room for like 9 hours at a time at a table with binders, and right outside the door there was this constantly rotating buffet of cookies mm-hmm. and Chex Mix and like the different kinds of cookies. Every time we come out it'd be like five new kinds of cookies, and after like 3 days, you know, like the first day I was like, oh no, oh no, and after a while I was like, maybe I'll just have one, and by like the last day I think I ate like
cookies.
two bags of Chex Mix, like five cookies. I don't even think they were vegan. I was like, who cares, like, you know, it was terrible. And so now I'm kind of just feeling kind of bleh from that.
Well,
so I'm proud of you, Nate.
Good job.
As we're pulling into Kings Beach, that whole stretch of road there, it's a very small little town. There are like five or six burger places and all of these things, and you can smell them. And I'm like, but I'd brought lunch and I'd eaten it a little bit before, and I'm like, I remember when this would have been awesome. But I didn't spend any money at those places. So
yeah, there you go.
Good
save
job.
Money, lose weight. It's
there,
win-win.
There you go. So win-win. Onward and upward.
The Nate Darling Show. Cool. Or tool.
Whoa. All right, up first in cooler tool. Tapas. Ted.
I like tapas. They're cool. Sorry, Mr. Man, with your problems.
Becca.
I also like tapas. Cool.
Kareem.
Fucking A, man. Cool.
Christiana.
Cool.
Yeah, it's fine. I don't care. People in Washington, D.C. need to shut up about stuff that doesn't matter. Seriously.
Yeah.
Up next in Cooler Tool, cats. Becca.
Cool when they all get along.
Ted, what say you?
Just think of Pinto. He's not, our little kitten's not cool. But generally speaking, cats are cool characters because they don't show their emotions.
Okay.
How cool is that?
Christiana, what do you think?
Yes, cool and aloof.
Kareem?
Cool.
I like cats. I love my cats. They're awesome. They're part of my family.
Aww.
But let me tell you this. They're fucking tools sometimes. They are such dicks with stuff. And the worst part is like they'll like turn and look at you like, yeah, I'm here. What are you going to do about it? And then when you get close enough to do something about it, they run away. So they're like, ha ha, fuck you. So they're tools.
Oh, no.
That's right. Talking to you, jerks.
So contrarian.
And finally, in cooler tools, CNN's advice. Christiana.
It's fine. Yeah, cool.
Kareem,
sure.
Kareem, what say you?
Tool.
Right.
Oh.
I agree. Tool. Becca.
The not drinking soda advice was pretty good. Coolish? I don't know.
Ted.
I think the idea of not drinking soda is a good idea. I don't think their advice is all that good. So I'm going to give them a tool.
There you go.
What would be better advice?
I don't know. I'm not a doctor or a nutritionist.
Yeah, their advice was other than the last one, it was all kind of really lame. Because really, the only way to give up soda, there's two ways to give up. As someone who's not had any, you have to, one, isolate yourself from it. So there was one out of five that was actually useful. And then you just have to not want it. And after a couple of days, the craving goes away. But you have to not want to have it. So it's not really a matter of their tips. Their tips are stupid.
Hypnosis, maybe?
Yeah.
Meditation?
Seek support, CNN.
I don't know.
Remember when they did news? Just saying. Speaking of important news, also covered this on the podcast when it happened. A Garden Grove woman, that's down near Anaheim, was sentenced to 7 years to life in prison for drugging her estranged husband, cutting off his penis, and throwing it in the garbage disposal. The sentence.
You say 7 years to life?
7 years to life.
That's odd. Is that a range that's usual for? I don't get that. Never mind.
I'm not sure.
Between 7 years
seven
and
years
your
to
life.
Life is quite a range.
It is.
Okay.
That's quite a range. I don't know if it's normal or not. That's not my area, but it does seem.
Okay.
It just seemed like a hell of a range.
I think I'm here for a decade or my entire life. Yeah. Anyway.
The sentence came 2 months after Catherine Q, who's 50, was convicted of torture and aggravated mayhem and includes a sentence enhancement for personal use of a knife.
Wait, cutting off someone's wiener is assault, is mayhem?
Mayhem is cutting off mayhem. Is cutting off a body part. That's the actual definition of
really?
Mayhem.
Really? Literally?
Literally. Wow. So it's not just like, there's mayhem at the mall. It's if people are losing limbs, that's mayhem.
Wow, I'll be damned.
Wow. Because we're, you know, we're deep in a Sons of Anarchy, like, wormhole lately.
Men of Mayhem.
Right, and like, yeah, Juice just got made a Man of Mayhem.
It's a whole new
meaning.
I didn't
really know what that meant, but it had a little patch.
Yeah, that's all part of the thing.
A lot of people lose limbs on Sons of Anarchy, so
stuff happens.
Tune in.
People get their tattoos removed.
Yeah. And other body parts.
Yeah. Her public defender argued that her sorry?
So what kind of shit are y'all watching?
This is a good show.
It's a show that's on Netflix right now, but what is it really on? FX?
It's on FX.
Yeah, and it's a show about a motorcycle gang.
It's like The Sopranos.
And it's super violent. Yeah, it's super violent.
It's really good.
Really, really well written.
It's an amazing show.
It's set in the fictional town of Charming, California, which is somewhere near Lodi, Stockton area.
Yeah.
But they're always riding their motorcycle through the hills, which look remarkably like Southern California. I don't know why.
Curious.
Like, there are like 50-something episodes on Netflix, and Ted and I just, like, innocently, a couple weeks ago, we were like, oh, I've heard of this show. Maybe we should watch an episode and see if we like it. And now it's been pretty much like hours every day, and we're almost to the end of it. But yeah, we got obsessed with this super, super violent show.
Super addictive. Really well written, super addictive stuff. Anyway, her public defender argued that her husband verbally and sexually abused her and demanded sex with her in ways that pained her. The lawyer also said that she had mental health issues stemming from being molested as a child in Vietnam. Ugh. Yeah, that's not an excuse for cutting off his penis. She was arrested the night of July 11, 2011, which was, right after we started the podcast.
Christiana's like, yeah.
After she and her 60-year-old husband, whose name has not been released, apparently argued about the possibility of a friend staying at their home. She prepared an Ambien-laced dinner, causing her husband to become drowsy and go to bed. As he slept, she tied his legs and arms to the corner of the bed with rope. When he awoke, prosecutors said she pulled down his pants, grabbed his penis, and cut it off with a knife. She then went to the kitchen, threw it in the garbage disposal, turned the disposal on, mutilating the organ. She called... Yeah. So there was no reattachment on this one. No John Bobbitt. She called 911 and said her husband was bleeding. The man then spoke to the dispatcher and said his wife has cut off his penis. When the police arrived... the man was rushed to UC Irvine Medical Center in Orange.
Let me bleed out at that point.
The emergency surgery to reattach the organ, not successful.
But what could they reattach?
Well, they fished it out of the garbage disposal.
Oh, God. It's a lot mangled, but not...
This is the worst, you guys.
It's not good.
The worst.
Prosecutors say that she was angry because her husband was dating an ex-girlfriend and screamed, "You deserve it," before the attack. Police told the LA Times after the arrest that she had told officers that her husband deserved it.
Okay.
In a statement at the sentencing, her husband said, "She viciously deprived me of part of my life and identity." He said, "I now struggle with what is before me. She has torn off my identity as a man. She has caused doubt in my belief in good.
She got rid of Bob.
She has betrayed my trust in people.
I now have to go to the bathhouse to pee when I'm camping."
Yeah, he does.
Oh, man, that's horrible.
That's really bad.
The worst.
The only bright side is at this point he's 62 and not like 32. So
62-year-olds can still do it.
They
go
that
way. Well, he can't.
He can become a bottom.
He's
going to
save so much on Cialis now.
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah, it's don't wish that on anybody. That's just awful.
And he can sell his prescriptions at the club now. Make some money on the side.
It's some MDMA. We promised to tell you how this would happen. It was an unusually tight-lipped call for help. The frightened woman on the phone could only grunt as she pleaded for an ambulance to be sent to her home. The 111 call, which is what they do in New Zealand, sparked fears that the 60-year-old from Dunedin was being held captive. But it turned out she had accidentally superglued her lips together.
Oh, brother.
Did Did she confuse like her Blistex tube with like a super glue
tube? Yeah.
That's exactly what happened, I guess.
Yes, it is. Ambulance staff called the police, who went to the woman's home and found she had been mistakenly applied super glue to her lips instead of her normal medication. She got up in the middle of the night in the dark and grabbed what she thought was a tube of medication.
Oh.
Wait. How does the super glue and the medication get in the same spot?
You know, you're in your bathroom, like, fixing something, and you put it down, and you probably think, I shouldn't leave that there. That's a bad idea.
I'll take care of it in the
Haven't
morning.
Haven't we all been there? No?
I guess so.
She is a candidate for having her lips super glued.
Well, here's my theory, Kareem. When it's women don't pay attention to a lot of stuff. This is how they fall into toilets.
That is true.
It's like, oh, well, the toilet seat should be down. I shouldn't have to open my eyes and look. Is it really that hard to look? What if a man wandered in and just completely pissed willy-nilly all over the bathroom?
That seems to happen a lot.
I just didn't look.
That is because we can't control certain things at certain times of the morning.
It's true. Like, have you guys seen the movie Me, Myself, and Irene?
No, not at all. Why would I do that to myself?
Okay, I love that movie. But anyway, the point, he's doing this very physical scene where he's trying to pee in the morning in the bathroom, and it's shooting everywhere, and he's like grabbing the art off the wall to try and deflect it. He ends up jumping in the shower, and he's like, Irene, why? Because he has split personalities, and the evil side had sex with her. And he goes, why am I peeing like we were up having sex all night?
Oh.
Because the good side was there in the morning. Anyway, it was the best illustration of that happening to me.
I see.
Right.
So, there you go.
Beyond, there's nothing we can do about it.
Women are
so dumb.
I'm not saying you're dumb. I'm saying you don't.
Women are so inattentive.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
You miss all the details.
That is precisely what I'm saying. Especially when it comes to doing something in the dark in the evening. Just saying.
Right. Turn the
I know
lights
I deal with that like all the time. At home.
With a toilet seat?
No, the inattentive part.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yes.
It's terrible.
Yikes.
Are we going to Florida?
Yeah, we're
going to
hit Florida Corner real quick. Some girl power to start it off with from Sarasota, where the sheriff's office reports four women were arrested last year as part of a crime ring. Well, they've pleaded guilty and sentenced on a variety of charges. Why is it? There we go. I'm grabbing the wrong one. Sorry. Investigators say in November, a group of four women was arrested for taking part in more than 30 burglaries in Sarasota. The women received various sentences based on their involvement. That's right. It's a female gang of burglars.
Is this kind of like the Bling Ring, but like way less glamorous?
Bling Ring had a dude.
Wait, yeah.
It's more like Sugar and Spice. Wasn't that the name of the movie that cheerleaders who steal stuff? It's a good movie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember that movie.
Yeah. It was better than you would think it would be.
Exactly.
Or is it Spring Break, the new one?
Oh, Spring Breakers?
Spring Breakers, yeah.
Is that actually in Florida? Yeah, that could be.
Yeah.
Yeah,
probably.
And on the mugshots, one chick got the big smile. She's like, yeah, I've been arrested. Yeah. What? So, yeah, gang of young women.
Well, so many, like, famous young women have been arrested now, so I guess it would make you feel like a little bit of a badass.
Only so many for burglary. I believe Amanda Bynes was one of them. Was she shoplifting?
Winona Ryder?
I know she was. Lindsay Lohan. Anyway, that's what the ladies are up to. But what are men up to? Burglary as well.
Peeing everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Batman usually stops crime, but in Lake Worth, he's the cause of it, according to the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office.
Batman?
Not the real Batman.
No, but Harold Man Cruz. That's right, his first name is Harold Man.
Harold Man.
I'm sure I'm pronouncing it wrong.
All the perils of the Harold.
He's 31. He goes by the alias Batman. He was arrested on burglary charges. It was on June 13th when a man told deputies he came home from work to find his $1,500 flat-screen TV, PlayStation 3, and collection of action figures missing. My action figures! After calling police, the victim... Where are my action figures?
That's a loose.
Hello, police. Someone has stolen my action figures.
Was it Batman?
It was.
I think it was the Joker trying to frame Batman.
After calling the police, the victim offered a cash reward to the homeless man who led him to a TV in an apartment on the 200 block of South B Street, where the victim could see in from the window. The owner of the apartment told deputies he was riding his bike when Cruz came up to him and offered to sell him the TV for $200. But after telling Cruz he only had $80, he agreed. Wow. $1,500. That's a bargain. Deputies say the homeless man identified Cruz as one of the men that brought the TV to the apartment by, quote, a large tattoo of a bat on his forehead.
Oh,
that's right. He
See, Batman doesn't have tattoos.
No, he doesn't. He's got a cowl and all that other stuff and a lot of money.
Yeah, that helps.
But none of that. But he does have a giant black bat tattoo on his forehead. So
why do they call him Batman?
Because he has a bat tattooed on his head.
I know. I was just kidding.
It's subtle.
Although it is better than Harold Man.
Harold Man.
Harold Man.
No,
Harold Man.
He has a terrible improv situation going on. It's an inside.
Harold.
It's an inside improv.
It's way
joke.
Inside, guys.
It is. Sorry.
No, it's cool.
All right.
Apologize to the.
You know, we've reached the point in the show where it's time for this.
Going to our little town.
Small town news.
I'm gonna do it again.
The Nate Darling Show.
Welcome to our little town.
Wake me Small town news.
It's always better when you can hear the whole thing. No, it's not like that. It is from the same paper, but it's from Speak Out.
Oh, good.
This is where the average citizen writes into the paper to complain about shit.
Everyone except Becca gets into Speak Out. I've been trying to get into Speak Out for like months, and they never publish anything I write.
You don't know the issues.
Wow. Yep. Here's the first one. Disarm.
Censorship. That's what it is. Censorship.
Those who want to end violence often seek to disarm their fellow citizens. This does not actually end violence. It merely gives the state a monopoly on violence.
Yeah. Totally true.
Dogs. It's the law to pick up your dog's droppings when you walk it and let the dog do its business and not pull the leash to try and stop it. That is cruel.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to stop it either.
It doesn't. I saw somebody do that once inside the Pier 1 in Atomos. They were dragging their dog and the dog was shitting all along the floor. And I was like, sir,
you're making it worse.
Did they do anything about it?
Yeah, you still have to pick it up, like with a napkin or something. Oh. And I was just like, what are you going to do with it now? Also, I think you need to, like, spritz something on that area and rip it up because I'm creeped out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah. Yum.
My internet is broken. Let me refresh this. It's being weird. I blame the browser.
Well, we can probably come up with some of them. Like,
I think somebody.
You should call your grandma every week because if you don't, you're a bad grandchild.
That's a good point.
Also, Obama. That's what like half of them are.
Yeah, there's a lot of complaining about Obama going on.
I'm afraid.
He's coming for your guns.
Yeah. Canada.
Remember?
Just because you think you have medical coverage, stop thinking you're so cool.
Yeah,
Canada.
Pretty much.
Also, why do we have speed limits in this town? Come on.
What's up with all the stop signs?
Why are there so many cops hanging around stopping crime?
I'm tired of people telling me how to make the world a better place. I mean, the world's just what it is.
Also, my family member molested me. There's always like one that's like really not like the others that's like super confessional and you're like, how did this get in here? You know? Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Hey, if you want Obama to not come after your gun, stop saying stupid shit like, I'm going to kill the president.
Yeah, I mean, if someone said that, I'd go after their guns, too. I mean, it's only logical.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So, we're going to wrap on that. Okay. We'll make it
short.
Wait.
And I did not say that I'm going to kill the president.
No.
Secret Service, please don't stir up at my house tomorrow.
So, who are you threatening, Kareem? Let's clarify that. No, I was kidding.
But they should come to your show on July 24th,
They
right?
should. You should come to my show at the Punchline. It's called Comedy Kills.
But you'll kill everyone, not just whoever.
I'm done. Laugh yourself to death.
That's right.
Takeaways, jokes.
Back
Quick.
To life.
That was pretty rad that we all just like improvise Speak Out. Like we all know it so well now. We're like, we'll just do it. No internet, no problem.
You should go ahead and visit Plattsburgh, New York and hang out for a while. You'd love it.
I'm going to New York City. How far away is it?
It's about a 5.5-hour drive.
Ah, that's so far.
Yeah, it is.
I don't think I'll have time.
No. It's a long way from there.
Is it near Niagara Falls?
No. Niagara Falls is western New York. Plattsburgh is on the eastern side of the lake, on the eastern side of the state, right next to Lake Champlain, which borders Vermont.
Lake Champlain is beautiful.
It is.
It's worth the
drive. It's lovely.
It is nice.
Indeed lovely.
It's got a monster in it. Like the Loch Ness Monster, but they call it Champ.
Yeah, Champy. Anyway, that'll do it for the show. Thanks again to Kareem Daniels for sitting in.
Thanks, Kareem.
Thanks for having me.
It was a good time. Hey, everybody, have a great weekend. Stay cool, stay classy, and we shall see you next week. Bye-bye for now.
It was 1989. My thoughts were short. My hair was long. Caught somewhere between a boy and man. She was 17 and she was far from in between. It was summertime in northern Michigan. Splashing through the sandbar, talking by the campfire. It's the simple things in life, like shined upon her head. And we were trying different things, and we were smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite song, sipping whiskey out the bottle, not thinking about tomorrow, singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long. Singing Sweet Home smoking.